we'll
be shot.
I want to bring up something else. I was watching YouTube the other day, as I do, and just flicking through. And on YouTube, there are these kind of nature bites. I'm not sure if that's the title they put on them, but it's the title I'm giving them. And it tells you a little bit of information. It's very educational about a wild animal. And they feature the cassowary bird. Okay, Niall, you can tell us about the cassowary in just a moment. But they said it was the world's most dangerous bird. And I got on my high horse. And I don't often get on the high horse, but I got on my high horse and I said, hang on a second. The cassowary bird is the most dangerous bird in the world. What do they mean? They didn't explain it. So I did some research and I found that in the last 100 years or so, only two people are recorded as having been killed by a cassowary bird. So why is it the most dangerous in the world? I know it's a big bird, but one of the smallest creatures in the world causes more damage. And I'm thinking of the mosquito. But Niall, the cassowary, tell me about it. Describe it. By the way, that's the sound of a cassowary there in the background. It does sound rather odd, let's say. But at any rate, go ahead, Niall.
Well, Derek, cassowaries are very, very big birds indeed. They're absolutely enormous. There are actually three species in the world. The southern cassowary, which is the biggest, that's found in parts of northern Australia, but actually it's far more numerous and widespread in the on the island of New Guinea, which is where you find the world's other two cassowary species, the northern cassowary and the dwarf cassowary. And even the dwarf cassowary is still a very hefty bird. They're completely flightless, and the southern cassowary is actually the third tallest bird in the world, after the ostrich and the emu, to which it's related. And it's the second heaviest after the ostrich. They can weigh up to about 60 kilos, which is very hefty for a bird. They have very strong legs that enable them to run through the rainforests and jungles that they call home. They're not a bird of open country, like a lot of these large flightless birds, these ratites as they're known. They live inside jungle. And they're subject to a lot of predators in those areas, particularly in New Guinea. So what they do is they've developed very powerful fight or flight response. They will run, but those powerful legs, if they're attacked by somebody or by something, they will kick, and they have very sharp, razor sharp claws indeed on their feet. And if they kick you with that powerful foot, they could do some serious damage and could definitely be very dangerous. However, we have to put that in perspective, because the chances of anyone actually coming across one of these and finding themselves in a situation where it's backed into a corner and where it's going to kick out, it's almost impossible. I'm sure it happened occasionally, but you know, two deaths confirmed in a few years, very, very sad for the people, of course, and no question. Absolutely. I'm sure in captivity they're more dangerous though than
well,
they would
last
be in
was in captivity on a farm in Florida, of all places, not even where they're from. Richard, what do you think of this, the most dangerous bird in the world? That ain't a good image for a bird, is it?
I think it's fake news, Derek. Remember, the bird with the longest list of casualties, human casualties, is the ostrich. Apparently, ostriches kill 2 to 3 people every year in Africa. Now, I find it hard to believe, really, because I've tried to get close to ostriches in Africa and they have never welcomed my presence, and they didn't look to attack me or anything like that. They just quietly slipped away, just as the cassowary does. So I think it is just nonsense to suggest that. It's just sensationalist rubbish to suggest that it's extremely dangerous. I went looking for cassowaries in that region of northeastern Australia. I spent a day or two in the woods there. I knew I wasn't going to see a cassowary. Nobody ever does. They're almost impossible. But they had signs up, believe it or not, saying, be careful of the cassowaries. They can be very violent. But I think this is just to give a certain frisson to the activity for the tourists. Maybe. I don't know.
Have you ever seen one, Niall? In the flesh, I mean.
I've seen them in captivity once when I was in a zoo in Australia. I've not seen them in the wild. I haven't been to that part of northeastern Australia, or indeed to New Guinea or New Britain where these species occur. But I would very much love to. I'd love to see all birds. It's a particularly striking thing as well, because not only is it massive, it's surprisingly colourful. So they have these big sort of shaggy looking, virtually black bodies. But then the head and the neck, their skin is mainly blue. They have this sort of crest on top of their head, a bony ridge really. They look very much like dinosaurs. I think it's the closest to what we would imagine a dinosaur would have looked like still existing on Earth. Birds, of course, are dinosaurs. Its ancestors were dinosaurs, but it's probably the most dinosaur-like of all living birds.